Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Save Water Santa Fe. In the studio today, we have an exciting guest to talk about a really exciting event that's coming up that means so much to all of us local Santa Fans and those who visit Santa Fe. We have Ray Sandoval, who is the Zozobra event chairman, in the studio. So welcome, Ray. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to have this conversation with you.
So, Ray, we were talking a little bit about the show, and we were talking about how this is the 102nd burning of Zozobra. And that seems impossible, but just tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the history around Zozobra and, you know, what we can expect this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what's so funny is that don't we live in an amazing city where a 102-year-old event is the, you know, little brother? Compared to fiestas and Indian market and all these other things. So we are so blessed to live in such an amazing city. So yes, this will be the 102nd burning, started by Will Schuster back in 1924 in his backyard. He actually got the idea of burning something when he sold a painting. La Fonda had just opened up. It was Christmas Eve, and the Cinco Pintores, they would share, you know, their luck with everybody, and they would live off of it for, you know, a couple of weeks. And so he goes to his compatriots and says, listen, this new hotel has just opened up downtown. Let's go check it out. It's Christmas Eve. I just sold this painting. Who cares? We'll figure out what happens in the new year, but let's just go blow the money. Let's have some tequila. And actually, instead of just having beans and rice, let's have some meat. And so they go down. And one of the things that Schuster notices is that they're just like in a bad mood, like nobody's talking. They're just everybody. And so he would always carry with him a piece of paper and a pencil so he could draw things that he saw that inspired him. And so he gets out these pieces of paper, he tears it up and he gives it to each of his compatriots and he demands that they write down what's bothering them. Then he gathers them up on the table. He uses a candle that's there, lights them on fire, declares that they're gone. The bartender comes back, thinks that they're all drunk. So he throws them out. And so they're now on the plaza. It's starting to snow and they start laughing. And so Schuster gets this idea that you can write down what's bothering you and you can burn it away. So that's kind of part one to the genesis of Zozobra. And then the second thing that happens is he's then invited down to Mexico for Good Friday. And what he sees is that they parade a effigy of Judas, about a 6-foot effigy of Judas through the town. People spit at it. They throw their shoes at it. And at the end, they burn it in their plaza. And so he marries these two ideas, which is that you can write down what's bothering you, and then you can have this kind of boogeyman that the community doesn't like that you can actually use to do that. But one thing that Schuster was very careful of is he did not want Zozobra to be political, or he didn't want it to be religious. So Zozobra is a creation of our own gloom. Every time that we let each other down, we do something that causes gloom in our own lives, or we cause gloom in other people's down, we kind of put this negative energy into the ecos, and then it gathers into this 50-foot specter that we as Santa Fe have to deal with.
That's incredible. I didn't know any of that. I love that story behind Zozobra and Will Schuster and just the idea. And it's so special every year because, you know, Zozobra looks a little bit different. You know, they always look so excited to get onto the field and like see the, you know, the final costume. And so what's the theme this year and what can we expect, you know, for his dress?
Yeah, I totally appreciate this. So, you know, we started doing themes when we were going up to the 100th. And so we wanted to take Santa Fe through kind of a historical journey. So for Zozobra's 90th appearance, he actually appeared from in the 1920s, in the 1930s, 1940s. And we got so much really positive feedback from our young folks who started drawing Zozobra in ways where Zozobra had AirPods. Zozobra was playing a Nintendo Switch. Zozobra was wearing skinny jeans. Zozobra had a backpack. And so dressing Zozobra up in these different areas had just an amazing effect on our youth. You know, I will tell you that before we started doing the Decades Project, we maybe had 40 entries, and it was Zozobra with a black tie, bow tie, buttons, and the only thing that was maybe different was the color of his hair. When we did these themes, this last year, we had over 600 entries. And again, Zozobra in skinny jeans and backpacks and just, you know, wearing a leather jacket. And so we really, excuse the pun, but we ignited Santa Fe's and New Mexico's imagination by dressing Zozobra. And the other thing is that it goes with the mythology of Zozobra. Zozobra is not a sacrifice for the community. Zozobra comes down from the mountains and accepts this invitation to a pre-fiesta party because his plan is he's going to use this to get into the heart of our city and destroy us, right? He's going to rob us of all of our hope and of all of our, you know, goodness. And so this is his plan. And so, you know, when you think about the mythology, those kind of villains have always tried to put one over on everybody by dressing up and doing different things. And so, you know, in the 1980s, he stole the thriller costume. For the 2000s, he stole Voldemort's wand and Voldemort's cloak. And so for this year, he thinks that maybe being a king will allow him to win this year. And so he's gone and he's stolen King George III's regalia. He has a crown. He has a scepter. He thinks that, you know, he can outsmart us by showing up and trying to intimidate us in some of these, you know, these costumes that I would say that he wears. And so this year we're going to have a lot of fun with the 250. This is a theme that we picked 5 years ago. It's not political in any way. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. The fire spirit is going to ride in as Paul Revere with a lantern that'll have a flame that will ultimately light Zozobra. The torchbearers this year will be decked out and led by General George Washington. The gloomies will have, red coats on them. And for the very first time ever, the torchbearers will actually take the hill and will throw boxes of tea into the ocean because we're going to turn the hill with some really cool lighting effects into the ocean. So we're going to have an amazing time. So please come out, burn your gloom. We've lowered our ticket prices. There's no credit card fees. We've added discounts for students. We've added discounts for seniors. We've added discounts for military. We understand that the economy is tough, but you know what? We need to come together as a community and exorcise ourselves of all this gloom.
Wow. So September 4th, in a couple weeks, really, really excited. We're very excited, you know, from the city team to be a bigger part of the event this year. There's so much work that actually goes into the event. And, you know, we're starting to have meetings now. Just I'm amazed at the logistics that go into it, you know, in these meetings where you have fire, police, you know, you've got everybody across the board in the city, you know, working together to make sure that this event turns out really well. But I think one thing that I want to ask you about that I want you to spend a little bit of time talking to us about is Kiwanis. And like, you know, a lot of the programs, you know, are supported through this event, you know, that benefit young children. And I don't want to miss the opportunity to talk about that connection.
Well, thank you. You know, as a young kid growing up with Zozobra, of course, you know, burning this 50-foot effigy in the middle of downtown Santa Fe, you know, you're like, that's amazing. But then as I grew up and I was exposed to Kiwanis. Kiwanis is a service organization just like the Lions. And our mission is to help young kids, right? And so you have Kiwanis clubs around the globe. And we do things in order to raise funds. And Zozobra is our biggest fundraiser. A lot of people that think that either Zozobra is part of the Fiesta Council or it's paid by the city, that's not true. First, Zozobra has to pay his bills. And he has massive bills because he's got a massive ego. So he runs up a lot of bills throwing a party for himself. But once we pay off all of Zozobra's bills, the remaining amount of money goes back into our community, into nonprofits that actually support our kids. So St. Elizabeth's Shelter, Girls Inc., Boys and Girls Club, Cooking with Kids, all of these things that help our kids. And so what an amazing way, like for me, to volunteer for Kiwanis is just, and Zozobra is just an amazing experience because I feel like I'm carrying on that tradition of our ancestors. So we're looking backwards, but we're investing into our youth. So we're looking forward. And it's just an honor to be part of an organization that really puts our kids at the center of this. And what's great about this is that we have a lot of, Zozobra attracts a lot of young kids. And to give them that opportunity to provide community service, to give of themselves, to volunteer their time and their talents, and to make somebody else's life better than their own is a great lesson for all of us.
How exciting, Ray. I can just tell, you know, as we're having this conversation, how passionate you are about this event and what it really brings to the community. And so kids 10 and under are free in general admission. You talked about discounted student, military, veteran, senior, and New Mexico resident tickets. Let's talk a little bit about just the logistics of that day. Like when people come to the event, I know there's certain things, you know, that will be allowed, won't be allowed. What's some information that we can give to our listeners just to get them prepared for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we all know the parking downtown is crazy on a regular day. Well, parking on Zozobra Day is even worse, right? So a couple of things for folks to know. Number one is park at South Capitol Station and take the free shuttle in and we'll shuttle you back. It'll drop you right off at the gates. It's a great way to do that, especially if you have ADA folks or just someone who has a little bit of mobility issues. Park at South Capitol. Tons of parking there, and then we actually bring you in. The other thing that we've done is we've partnered with Bike Santa Fe, and we have a bike valet. So if you want to ride your bike there, we will actually check it in, just like you check in a coat. You get a little number, go see the show, then come back and be able to see that. We also have worked with the city of Santa Fe, huge partners of us, just as you guys are, with parking. So we have extended hours and discounted rates for parking downtown. But again, I would avoid all that. Park at South Capitol or ride your bike in. It makes it a much easier way to get in and out. And then you don't have the stress of trying to figure out where you're going to park.
Well, we are very, very excited about this event. And, you know, we're excited to learn a little bit more. But we're going to take a break right now. We are talking to Ray Sandoval, who is the Zozobra event chairman. And we're going to learn more about what we can expect on September 4th. So we'll be back in just a few moments.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for listening to Save Water Santa Fe. We're going to continue our conversation with Ray Sandoval about this year's 102nd burning of Zozobra on September 4th. And so, Ray, we've talked a lot about, you know, logistics, you know, some of the things that we can expect from the show itself. Actually, there's one part of the show that we didn't talk about, but this year there's going to be a drone show also, right? I learned a little bit about that and I thought, oh, that's just going to be really exciting.
Yeah, so we've partnered with Sky Elements. They are the premier drone folks in the United States. They hold now 6 Guinness World Book records, and they also came in 3rd on America's Got Talent. Of course, they put Simon's face in the sky, and so they knew exactly what they were doing. But we're going to be using some really cool patriotic themes, as well as, you know, we are the city different, so we do things a little bit differently. So we'll be putting some images in the sky that mean a lot to us as New Mexican and Santa Fecinos as well.
Okay, so now we'll transition to a little bit more of the role that Keep Santa Fe Beautiful plays in this event. You know, on this show, we're talking a lot about the work of our new division. Keep Santa Fe Beautiful is very volunteer-oriented. You know, we get involved in a lot of community events, but this is one of the biggest ones, and I think one of the most special to all of us. And so let's talk a little bit about how this event is going to be promoted as being, you know, sustainable and what our you know, the people who come to the field can expect that day.
Yeah. So the first thing that we do is we really brand Zozobra as a litter free event. Right. We all know that we all make too much, you know, litter and problems. And we all know the environmental costs of those things. And so what we do is we really ask people to be really considerate of the things that they're bringing and the packaging that they're bringing in. We could never do this event without Santa Fe Beautiful. They have been our partners for decades. We are deeply appreciative of them. They actually help us, number one, provide all of the trash and recycling bins, but also after the event, they go and they actually help us pick up trash. I will say within the last couple of years, our crowd has been better and better. I remember a couple of years ago, just looking out there and it was a sea of trash after people left, and felt really bad for our volunteers from Keep Santa Fe Beautiful. Within the last couple of years, it's been really, really amazing to watch people actually pick up up from themselves, make sure that they either take it home or that they put it into the right receptacle. And then Santa Fe Beautiful comes in and gets up the rest of it. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about this during the break, which is that by noon on Saturday, you can't even tell that 10 people were in Fort Marcy, much less 50,000, right? And that's a testament to Santa Fe Beautiful because it's able to keep our parks and the surrounding areas very, very clean. So that means a great deal to us. But the other thing is that, you know, we also believe in being sustainable. And, you know, a lot of people scratch their head and they're like, okay, yeah, right. Zozobra is sustainable. How is that? You're burning a 50-foot effigy. And so what we've been doing for the last couple of years is we've actually voluntarily have ad restrictions on a bunch of areas inside of Zozobra. Number one, Bike Valet was a way to stop carbon emissions. Two was to partner with the the New Mexico Rail Runner to stop carbon output on people coming from Albuquerque to Santa Fe. Then the next step that we did is that we implemented full recycling from our vendors, right? To make sure that all the packaging that they use. The first year we had the Santa Fe Green Chamber that went around and gave them a little Zozobra ticket that was like, this is not sustainable. This is not recyclable. This is not compostable. And so what we started to do is to tell them that we had 2 years and then we were going to take this very seriously. Now we charge a green deposit. And if they violate those things, those go back into our green fund. And then the other thing that we do is we have a firm from California that comes out and actually calculates our carbon footprint from burning Zozobra. And then what we do is we actually have a green bylaw in our Kiwanis bylaws. We then do a project to help offset that carbon. Last year, we worked with the Santa Fe Watershed to actually do a water garden. And so people may not know what this is, but this is planting certain types of, you basically are looking for, you know, a reservoir of water. And we did this at a school here in Santa Fe, where there was a piece of land where the water would drain into. And so you plant certain types of species, certain types of fungus, and it creates its own ecosystem that actually is sustainable and actually creates water and humidity, even in our desert environment. And one of the reasons that we wanted to do it with schools is because Zozobra is the hook, right? You tell kids about Zozobra and they're ready to go. And then we can teach them about sustainability. Even when you're burning a 50-foot effigy, you have a responsibility to the environment and there are things that you can do.
I think it's great that we highlight that. You know, oftentimes there's so much work that happens behind the scenes that sometimes the community doesn't really make all of those connections. And so I'm so happy that we can be a part of that. You know, there's lots of different initiatives that help it be more sustainable. And the Keep Santa Fe Beautiful team will be out there with trash bags and pointing people in the right direction to dispose of items. And so it's going to be really, really exciting. It's really wonderful to partner with you on this, Ray. So let's just talk a little bit about what people can bring into the park. What they're going to be allowed to bring into the park.
Yeah. So one of the things that we know is that, so basically what I would ask people is it's going to be the same thing as NFL or NBA rules, right? So we want clear backpacks. You can bring in a plastic water bottle. We have stations so we can actually give you water for free. But please don't bring in those big, you know, steel gigantic, you know, water cans. Unfortunately, in a situation where we had an emergency exit or something, those can actually cause a lot of problems. And so again, if you want to bring in water, please do it in a empty. That's the first thing, is that we don't want any liquids that we don't know what they are. So empty plastic water bottle. Definitely, it's going to be much easier if you can keep everything that you need, you know, and not bring it in. Because what we do is we have two lines that we search. So if you're a person that doesn't have anything on you, you're going to go through one security line, go through the magnetometer, go through some of the scanners, and you're going to be able to get in pretty quickly. If you have bags and so forth, which we know they're, you know, kids and strollers, so we get that. But there's going to be a second line, which is going to be a little bit longer because it's all the people who are bringing bags and so forth. When it comes to food, this has been a really difficult thing for us because one is, as New Mexicans, Zozobra is looked at like Thanksgiving or like Christmas, right? And as New Mexicans, we all have our own traditions with foods. Like, people have written to me and said, this is crazy, but like, this is our food tradition for Zozobra. And so we don't ban people from bringing in their own food, but here's what we do. We have what we call a food exchange station right at the gates. You go up and we have trash as well as recycled. And then we have food grade plastic bags. And what we're asking you to do is take that bucket of chicken, put it into the plastic bag, then go ahead and recycle the bucket of chicken. And that way, when you go through security, you can hold up that plastic bag and we can see that there's nothing but chicken that's getting through there. Safety of every attendee. Okay. It doesn't matter how beautiful Zozobra is, how amazing the fireworks were. Everyone has to go home safe, and we do not take any risk on safety. So you're bringing something in, it's going to get searched. And so we don't want any packaging from food. We don't want anybody hiding anything underneath that bucket of chicken. So we're going to ask you that if you're bringing in your own food, that's perfectly fine, but you do have to go to the food exchange. You got to get it out of all of that packaging. You got to put it into clear food grade plastic bags, which we provide. And then that way we can make sure that we do it. If you don't want to hassle with that, we're going to have over 31 vendors, right? So you can have from fusion tacos to, you know, Asian to like anything that you can possibly think of. So there's tons of food that's available on site as well. So again, we want to make sure that we keep our Santa Fe traditions. Food is a big part of that, but it is a little bit of a different process if you're going to bring in your own food.
That seems like a great compromise. I know back in the day too, we would want to take in like our own dinner and snacks and stuff like that. And so that seems like a really great compromise. And if people want to learn more about all of these different requirements, you know, what's the website URL for people to go to?
Yeah, it's burnzazober.com or zazober.com. That'll lead you right there. And then there's some frequently asked questions, and it's a really good guide to tell you what's allowed in and what's allowed not. You know, I really do wish that we had a different society and I could just tell you, hey, you know, you can bring anything you want. Unfortunately, we just don't live in that day and age. So it's really important. So do a little planning because it's going to make your life a lot easier to know exactly what you can get in with, what you can't get out with. One of the other things that we've provided is that, you know, for folks who miss the memo, kind of speak, we actually have locker trucks that are right there at the gates. So if you try to go through security and they say, I'm sorry, you can't bring in that item, you can actually go down, rent a locker for about $3 and put that in the locker truck. You don't have to walk all the way back to DeVargas Mall or be like, oh no, I left my car at South Capitol. You're able to do that. So our goal is to make sure that everybody's safe. We understand that these procedures, sometimes people are just like, you know, but we're trying to make it as easy as possible, but we've got to make sure that everybody is safe. So we really need to know everything that's coming into that field.
Well, the more we talk, the more excited I'm getting about the event. You know, I want to give just a quick shout out to city staff who's, you know, going to be helping on that day. You know, everyone from city parking to police and fire to environmental services to our parks division. Keep Santa Fe Beautiful will be there. Lots of volunteers. If there are any other people who would like to volunteer for the event, how would they go about getting that done?
Yeah, absolutely. We're still looking for volunteers. And there's lots of things that you can do. You know, if you're great at selling merchandise, help us sell merchandise. That money goes back into kids in our community. If you want to be an usher and you don't want to miss the show, we need ushers for premium seating, right? That makes sure that somebody who's supposed to be in front and center or west of the wild one or whole enchilada, that they're in the right place, that they have the right wristband, that they get into those areas. We have people who are just volunteers that help us. We give them a little handbook and so that they can answer questions. So if people have questions about, hey, where are the porta potties? Where's the water tower that we can get fill our water bottle at? Where's the good food? Those kind of things. And so people can go to burnzazober.com and there's a Zazobra that looks a lot like King George and he's pointing at you and it says Zazobra wants you. If you click on that, you can sign up to be a volunteer. We do a background check. One of the things that we're responsible for is to make sure that all of our volunteers have passed a background check. So again, we'll ask you a couple of questions. It's pretty simple and easy. It's pretty painless. You'll get a call from our coordinator, Rosie. She'll do an interview with you just so we can have a conversation with you. Again, we want to make sure that everyone that we're letting into that field, we know something about, especially as a volunteer. So again, please volunteer for us. We'll make it as easy as possible. And you'll have a great time and you'll make some new friends.
Thank you so much. You know, I just want to ask you one last question before we end the show today. And that's, you know, you've been involved with this event for a really long time. You know, when you finally see Zazobra go up in flames, like, what is the feeling you get?
You know, it is such a mixed emotion. So I'm the guy that actually gets to light him on fire. And so it is, it's really like, that's his purpose. His purpose is to burn, right? But leading up to this, it's like this constant, like you have all these kids are coming up and they're asking questions and people are getting excited and so forth. And so there's a moment there that right before I go and I light the fuse, I just have to take a moment and just kind of just take it all in and say, God, our community has come together to do this crazy thing, this catharsis for ourselves. And, you know, one of the things that I think of is that in our day and age where we're also looking into our devices for everything, these community things, which are real, it's not AI, we're burning something with it, we're together. We remind one another that we have more in common as human beings than we don't. And having people gather together and reminding of that is such an amazing thing. And so there's a bittersweet moment where you're about to light him and you're like, this is all about to end, right? And then you're like, but this is what your purpose is. And so you say, thanks, Zazobra, and see you next year. Adios.
Oh, I love that. Thank you, Ray. It's been a joy talking to you today. And hopefully all of our listeners are getting really excited. You know, for more information, go to the website. If you want to volunteer, you can do that on the website. September 4th is just right around the corner. Is there anything else you would like to leave our listeners with today?
You know, it again, this is one of the great things. We have such a beautiful tapestry in our city. Zozobra is one of those bright threads. Come out and be a part of it, right? And if something from Zozobra has bothered you or you want to change something, come out. Like, this is the way that community events survive, the way the traditions survive, is that people give up their time and their energy. And I will tell you that once you meet our Zozobra family, you will be so shocked. You'll have like your own adopted family. It's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of work, but it is so rewarding at the end of the day.
Well, thank you so much, Ray, again. We'll see you before then, but we'll see you in a few weeks. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Save Water Santa Fe today. For more information about the Keep Santa Fe Beautiful program or any of the other programs in the Conservation and Sustainability Division, please visit sustainabilitysantafe.org. Thank you very much, and hope you all have a wonderful day.